to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Doc Bill, all of this talk about Stuttgart really makes me want to get out and travel now. So I'm thinking maybe just a trip down to the Staten Island Birdhouses. Because I can't go right now to Stuttgart, but after we finish the show, I want to head down to Sapelo.
Can do that and bring our own beer. A good German variety, kind of hoppy.
That's right. And also some wine, and we can just pretend that we're in Germany, and you can make that Black Forest cake, too. We'll take that along. But, you know, what's going on down on Sapelo?
Well, nothing much this time, except the fishing is really picking up. This is the time when the fishing is really, really good because the weather's getting cool. The big fish are coming in, the redfish as well as the trout. Shrimping has been excellent. And again, the sugar cane is starting to ripen. That's pretty much the things happening down on the island.
Well, you know, I love hearing, you know, there's not that much going on because this is the perfect time to go to disconnect, to connect with the person that you're there with, and just really have some downtime. So it's the perfect time to go to Sapelo. And if you guys are interested in going, check out their website at sapeloislandbirdhouses.com or give them a call at 912-223-6515. And when you call, you can ask if Doc Bill's going to be there with that Black Forest cake. I hope so. Well, Doc Bill, let's zip back over to Stuttgart now. Let's just hop on a plane and go on over to Stuttgart because there's so many great things that we can do there when you're there. Now, what do you think about a city tour? You like those kind of things?
Well, I think city tours are a great way to familiarize yourself with the city, particularly if you're going to be in the city for a few days. It sets the pace. It lets you know what's available and lets you know what's around.
Well, there is the Stuttgart City Tour. If you're heading over there, it's a Mercedes double-decker bus. So, hey, I'd want to go just so I can say that I rode on a Mercedes double-decker bus. That's unusual. But they have the hop-on, hop-off tours, so you can explore the city, as you just mentioned, as you like. Maybe there's something that's interesting that you want to go back a little bit later and take a look, take a closer look, so you can do that. And, of course, the tours are in various languages. And the neat thing about their tours, too, is they have a child's edition, so you can make sure that the children are getting something out of the tour as well. Any other thoughts of some things to do?
Well, the Stuttgart Television Tower.
What's that all about?
Well, that's an architectural masterpiece. It's one of the tallest buildings there, and it celebrates its 60th anniversary.
Oh, wow, this year. That's cool. But, you know, I also have heard about that as well. It's considered really an outstanding cultural monument in the region, 492 feet above ground. So I would say you could probably get some good photos from there as well.
That's true. That's true. And then again, Stuttgart is the home of two very famous car companies.
And do they have a museum for those?
Oh, both of them do. You have the Mercedes-Benz Museum, and it's the only exhibit of its kind. And it has it documents over 130 years of the history of the automobile. And Mercedes was the first company to actually make the automobile.
Wow, I didn't know that. See, that's another good reason to go there. I like when you can combine some education and learning as part of your vacation. And the Mercedes Museum sounds like you can definitely do that. They have like 160 vehicles there, hundreds of exhibits from the inception as the automobile, as you mentioned, to present day. And they are also celebrating an anniversary this year. It's their 10th anniversary for the museum.
That's true.
But now what's the other car museum, because you know that's probably my first stop because I love Porsches.
Well, you have the Porsche Museum, and that's kind of neat. It's a very futuristic building in and of itself. The architecture is very sharp, it's clean, and it's, you know, uses a lot of steel in the construction, and it has over 80 vehicles that you can take a great look at.
Well, hey, I would love that because 80 Porsches right there for me to look at. Hopefully, maybe you can even touch one and stand by and get a picture and pretend it's mine. But, you know, I had heard about all the steel that was used in the construction. Actually, it's more than what was used in the Eiffel Tower in Paris. That's amazing. But you know how much I love the holidays. So Christmas markets in Europe are just fabulous. I mean, there's so much activity. You have all the smells in the air of the Glühwein. You have, you know, the roasting of nuts. You have, you know, just all the activity of people going around, the decoration. I mean, that is really a perfect, perfect activity to plan, really, as your reason to go to Europe and Germany in particular for Christmas.
Well, a lot of our Christmas traditions come from Germany. I mean, the whole concept of Santa Claus, the Christmas tree, a lot of those came from Germany itself, and they take great pride in, you know, showing a lot of the things associated with those ornaments and those traditions that we do here in the United States.
Oh, that would be fantastic to go. And the Stuttgart Christmas Market is one of the oldest and largest in Europe. It has 290 stalls, so I would say plan a couple of days to really make your way through the whole Christmas market there. And the neat thing about it, too, is that the stalls are decorated very ornately and with a lot of attention to detail. And as you mentioned, you know, they really, really pull out all of the, you know, the Christmas balls and ornaments and things like that to, you know, to really, really share that with everyone who's coming to the market. So it's a great feature of visiting the market to just take pictures, really, of the stalls because they're so, so nicely decorated. The market is also very well known around Europe, so a lot of people in Europe go to Stuttgart to go to that particular Christmas market. It's amazing, amazing. But then there are definitely some other ones that are around the area, Southwest area as well, that offer traditional craft demonstrations, people dressed in period costumes and peddling their wares and their crafts and things like that. So definitely, definitely Christmas market. I say put that on top of your list.
That's true. And then again, there's when you get to the Stuttgart festivals, there's a beer festival. And beer is a really big thing in Stuttgart, but it's not quite as big as wine. Stuttgart is actually more renowned for its wine than beer, but does have some great beer.
Well, it has great beers, and this is the time of year for those. So right now is when all of that's going on. So it's a great thing to maybe plan for next year if you really would like to go and see that over in Germany, because each year 4 million people visit the what they call the Harvest Thanksgiving Festival, and it's on a big fairground. There are lots of tents, and there are also wine tents as well. And, hey, why not sample them all? You can come back and say, what's your favorite German beer or German wine?
That's true. And usually they'll have some little things to snack on as well as things to drink.
Absolutely, absolutely. But, you know, there's so many things to do in Stuttgart and in Southwest Germany. So I say, you know, really start a list. But one of the great things that you can do, too, is go online and check out some of their websites. Because if you're interested in the Stuttgart Beer Festival, their website is www.wessen.de. So that's WASEN.DE. And, of course, the Christmas markets that I mentioned, you know, you can also Google those so that you can see all of the ones that are in the area because there are several of them. And remember last year, Dr. Bill, I went to Switzerland to the Christmas markets there and had a fantastic time and came back with all kinds of neat arts and craft type of Christmas decorations that you don't find here.
Well, that's true. Again, these are holidays that really have their tradition starting there, and they came from Europe over to the United States.
Well, that's true. That's true. And you mentioned also, too, the wine village. And Stuttgart has a great wine village that you can go and see that as well. It's Germany's biggest and best wine festivals are right there. And this year they're celebrating the 40th anniversary. So it seems like 2016 would have really have been the year to go over to Southwest Germany because there were so many anniversaries that were being celebrated from everything from, you know, the car museums to the wine festivals being celebrated this year. So put that on your list for next year because, hey, it's nothing wrong with celebrating into the next year, I say.
Well, I totally agree.
Now, you also mentioned the city tour, so I want to give everyone the website for that. So the website, if you would like to go and do the city tour, is www.stuttgart-citytour.de. And we'll post all of these on our website, travelbagswithanita.com, so that you can just go and reference them and have a look and plan your trip for next year. Because as we mentioned at the start of the show, Doc Bill, this is the best time to start thinking about planning vacations for this fall, but also into next year as well. Because a big trip like Germany, you want a little bit of time to plan that.
Well, you definitely do. There's a lot to see in Germany, and it's for a lot of people, it's a coming home.
It is. It is. So plan those trips and check out blogs and things like that. And, of course, as we mentioned at the top of this segment, there's Sapelo Island and the Sapelo Island birdhouses if you want a quick trip now. Now, when we come back, Dr. Bill, I want to talk about German food because I know there's some good food there. From my days with Pan Am, oh, we used to love, love, love going out for dinner. As a matter of fact, we would start pretty much right when we got on the bus. So when we come back, everyone, Dr. Bill's going to talk German food. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9 WDUN. Move yourself.